Hello and welcome to Meandering with Myrn, a potpourri podcast by me, veterinary ethologist Myrna Milani. Join me as I ponder any and all things animal and human, what we know and what we don't, where we've been, where we are, and where we're headed. The sound you just heard is what I think of as the boonie clock. The boonie clock is the sound of the birds waking up in the morning. It's a sound that fascinates me. It fascinates me so much I resist putting in my air conditioner unless it's absolutely impossible to bear the heat and humidity without it. So far this year it hasn't happened. Although by the time this podcast is uploaded, maybe it will have. But I hope not, because I like the sound. It always makes me wonder, who is the first bird? Why that particular bird? I wish I could tell you exactly what kind of bird it is. Unfortunately, I'm not good at bird calls. Bird calls to me are a lot like people's names. I don't know. They just don't stick in this old Teflon brain of mine. But one of them starts and then the others chime in. And over the years, the calls of the birds have changed, which I find somewhat distressing because I know from my friends who are birders that this may be another effect of climate change. They have kind of mixed feelings about what's going on. They like the fact that they can see and count birds that have never been seen in this area before. And certainly those of us don't mind the robin sticking around year-round. Only we've already discovered that that doesn't necessarily mean that we'll have a mild winter or a bad winter or anything else. So we've lost that first harbinger of spring. Same with the bluebirds who are starting to stick around longer too and winter over. So the chorus is changing, and this year there's yet another new bird in there, a kind of squawker. And I think it must be a new one because, unfortunately, I watched and heard while one of them, whatever it was done in by a couple crows at the top of a tree. I couldn't see what it was, but it was pretty dramatic because that squawk was loud to begin with. And it was louder when it was giving its last squawk, so to speak. I do recognize the red-tailed hawk that perches at the very, very tip of the blue spruce right beside the house and looks down over the yard, looking for rodent life or other acceptable prey. But the early morning sound, it's like seeing the light. I think possibly the light has something to do with it. Although on rainy days, I've noticed it starts at about approximately the same time, but it might be a few minutes delayed. And that's the other thing I find about natural timing. Compared to our watches, it seems so sloppy, but in terms of the planet and what's going on in nature, it's so precise. Did you realize that on Saturday midnight, June 30th, 2012, we added a second to the clock? And the reason we added a second to the clock is because our way of keeping time is totally artificial. Our bodies aren't on a 24-hour day. And that probably explains why people who work swing shifts get into so many problems. It's just not natural. It's like trying to cram a square physiological peg into a round hole. And yet we do it, and we adjust it by seconds every 12, 13 years or so, and we tell ourselves that this is real. This is real. We couldn't live without this. And it must be true, because some wag, and I can't tell you who, once said, time began when man began. And I think that's true. At least time as we know it. The minutes, the seconds, the hours, the leap year fudge factor to try to make the rest of it come out okay. But meanwhile, it doesn't bother the birds. They see the light. They see whatever the inner time is, and each morning, rain or shine, they sing. I can't help admiring a system like that. It seems ever so much more civilized than the sound of an alarm going off.
You've been listening to a podcast by veterinary ethologist Myrna Milani. For more podcasts, commentaries, and books about animal behavior and the human-animal bond, and links to behavior and bond sites, check out my website at www.mmilani.com. For more specific information, feel free to email me at mm@mmilani.com. All rights related to the content of these podcasts are retained by Myrna Milani. The background music, Molly on the Shore, by Percy Granger, is used with permission from Catova Arts, www.catova.com.